When you think about your job, what gives you security and a voice? Is it your personal achievements, the policies of your company, or something larger, like a union? On one hand, unions have fought for benefits many of us take for granted, like weekends and workplace safety. But on the other, have they overstayed their welcome? Do unions now hinder job growth, innovation, and worker freedom? Or do they remain the backbone of fair labor practices? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, unions have done more harm than good for the average worker, and comes from the economics category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. Unions are organizations formed by workers to protect their collective rights and interests. They've historically been credited with achieving major milestones, including the 40-hour work week, child labor laws, and minimum wage standards. In the U.S., union membership peaked in the 1950s when nearly 35% of workers were part of a union. Today, however, that number has declined to about 10%. Critics argue that unions have become too powerful, leading to inefficiencies, higher costs for businesses, and sometimes the protection of underperforming workers. Supporters, on the other hand, see unions as critical in counteracting corporate power, greed, and ensuring fair treatment for all workers. This debate is important because it speaks to the balance of power in the workplace and the ability of workers to advocate for themselves. As technology changes, the nature of work and income inequality rises. Unions may either be the solution or part of the problem, depending on how you view their role in society. Now, let's debate. Agree. Unions have done more harm than good for the average worker. Unions stifle innovation and economic growth. Unions often negotiate these rigid rules that limit flexibility and innovation. For example, in industries like automotive manufacturing, union contracts can prevent companies from adapting quickly to market demands, resulting in lost opportunities and eventually layoffs. A report by the Heritage Foundation noted that unionized firms were 20% less likely to adopt advanced technologies compared to non-unionized firms. Unions drive up the costs for businesses and consumers. Higher wages and benefits that are negotiated by unions need to be paid for, and that makes goods and services more expensive. The decline of Detroit's auto industry is often attributed, in part, to unsustainable union demands. These costs are passed on to consumers, affecting the affordability of everyday items. Unions protect underperforming workers at the expense of merit. In some cases, union rules make it nearly impossible to fire ineffective employees. In public education, for example, tenure systems, heavily supported by the teachers' union, can leave underperforming teachers in the classroom, impacting the quality of education. Disagree. Unions protect workers from exploitation. Historically, unions have fought for the basic rights of workers, including fair wages, safe working conditions, and reasonable hours. Without unions, companies could exploit their workers, as seen in the early 20th century when dangerous working conditions and long hours were the norm. Kids were working in coal mines. Unions help reduce income inequality. Unionized workers earn, on average, 10 to 30% more than their non-unionized counterparts in similar roles. According to the Economic Policy Institute, unions also narrow the wage gap for women and minorities, promoting greater equity in the workforce. Unions give workers a collective voice. In industries dominated by large corporations, unions provide a counterbalance to corporate power. For example, the recent unionization efforts at Amazon warehouses have highlighted the importance of collective bargaining in achieving fair treatment for their workers. Now for some rebuttals. A potential rebuttal to the second agree point about unions driving up costs could be, while unions can lead to higher wages, this does not necessarily harm the economy. Higher wages mean greater purchasing power for the workers, which can stimulate economic growth and benefit businesses in the long run. A potential rebuttal to the third disagree point about unions giving workers a collective voice could be: unions often prioritize their own survival over the interests of their members. For example, union leaders may focus on political agendas rather than addressing the immediate needs of the workers on the floor. Union activity has seen a resurgence in recent years, with high-profile campaigns at Starbucks, Amazon, and even major tech companies like Apple. At the same time, states like Wisconsin have passed right-to-work laws, which limit union influence. This highlights the ongoing debate about the relevance of unions in today's economy. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, Agree can set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. Unions have done more harm than good in the public sector. Should taxpayer-funded jobs be exempt from unionization? How do public sector unions impact government efficiency? 2. Unions have done more harm than good in the 21st century. Do modern workplace protections mean unions are obsolete? Are unions more harmful in a globalized economy? 3. Unions have done more harm than good in specific industries. Should unions in industries like healthcare or education have special rules? What unique challenges do unions face in technology-driven industries? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.